There is a really powerful mindset shift that comes with challenging yourself to sell every day, one that can help you detach from the numbers and more quickly experiment to find what works for you, which is what today's episode is all about. Welcome to the Soulful Sales Show, where we talk about believing in the value of your offers, getting them in front of your right people, and selling more of what you do in your unique way. Hi, and welcome back to the Soulful Sales Show. Today, we are talking about selling every day. We've talked about it before, but today we're talking about it in a different lens. So in a previous chat with Anouk, go back and listen to that if you haven't already, we talked about how it can become second nature to sell every day and how scheduling in advance, particularly emails, is what we were talking about in that episode, can get you over that mental hurdle of feeling like you're selling too much because you're making the decisions about what you're doing in advance, you're scheduling it, you're setting and forgetting it, and then you don't have to think about it as it's all going out there and doing its thing. But today, chatting with Anna Sabino, we are talking about a huge benefit of setting the intention, making the decision that you are selling every day, and how that takes the overthinking out of it, how it really allows you to, instead of wondering, should I sell today, should I, or what's working, what's not, you get out there, you experiment with your content, you tweak your strategy, and you get the data back to see what really works for you over time. But in a way that does not leave you obsessed with looking at all of those numbers and all of that data on a day-to-day level. So let me introduce you to Anna before we dive in. Anna is a content strategist and a membership owner helping coaches and business owners grow on Instagram to book more coaching clients and sell more digital products. And we do talk in this episode more specifically about Instagram content as a way to show up and sell every day as well. Enjoy. So Anna, can you start by just sharing a little bit more about what it is that you do and maybe a little bit about your business journey?
Hey, Ruth. Yeah, so I am a business coach and a content strategist, and I help coaches and business owners grow their social media presence to book more clients and to sell more digital products.
Okay, and part of this, what you help people with and what we were planning to talk about today is how you sell every day and how that gets to be easier and not feel pushy if you come at it from the right angle. So can you share a little bit about what that looks like for you, either for you or for what you help with your clients?
Yeah, so this is a great topic because it ties to posting every day as well. For some, it may be too much. They may not be able to handle posting or selling every day. But I strongly suggest to try to do this experiment, because what it does, whether we post every day or sell every day, we put ourselves into this momentum that we stop thinking whether we should do it or not. We just do it. So whether we post a reel a day or we sell every day, the whole questioning, the internal talk gets quieter or maybe even disappears. And we don't analyze the stats. We don't think how we did, because we need to keep going. We focus on maintaining the daily pace, which can be challenging. But the great thing is, because we are focused on this challenge, we forget about this whole minutia of being focused on stats and perfectionism.
Yeah, I so agree with that. Like making a decision and just moving forward with that commitment, I guess, that we have made to ourselves without all the umming and ahhing and is this working and what should I be doing? It's like, I've decided and I'm doing it, right?
Yes, I love it. I didn't expect that to have that mental shift from just committing to daily. I thought it was going to be a lot of, obviously, advantages because of just showing up more. But the fact that it quietened that internal chatter was a really good bonus from your challenge that we did in the membership, selling every day challenge.
And you mentioned, like, when we were chatting beforehand about, like, This feeling, I know a lot of you probably come up against it. It's like helping people with their content on Instagram and stuff like this. It certainly comes up with the work that I do as well. This idea that selling every day has to be hard, has to be a lot of work, and it's pushy. And I would love to hear your perspective on that, because I mean, I know from what you filled in the form, like it doesn't have to be pushy. Like we've made that decision for ourselves. We made that commitment to ourselves to show up. And the way that we get to do it gets to feel good to us. Can you talk a little bit more about what that has looked like for you, what your process has been in figuring that out for yourself?
That is a great question, because I always like sharing my takeaway from a survey that I did. It was a few years ago, and I had that feeling that maybe I was sending too many emails, maybe I was too pushy during my launch. And you know, always these questions that come up during launches. But I decided to go for it. I was like, okay, I'm just going to just send a bit more and show up a bit more and see how it is. And at the end of the launch, I sent this quick survey to those who didn't buy, just like a one sentence survey that said, why didn't you buy? Why didn't you sign up? Ruth, I received 15 responses that they didn't know about it. So even though I decided to send more emails, I decided to show up more, there were still so many people who didn't know about my offer. So this just proves that we don't sell enough. We don't make too many invitations. So that really stuck with me and is inspiring me to just, you know, show up a bit more. Even though we think that we show up too much, we are too pushy, there are still people who have not heard about our offers. And the way not to be salesy or not to be pushy is to come up with creative angles. And I do remember your great tip from the membership. It was about using the PS, the postscriptum. Like we really don't have to tie our sales message, our invitation to our content. We can just say postscriptum, PS, by the way. And it was such a freeing feeling when I started implementing this. And now I teach it to my members, teach it to my clients, and they are using it, and they are amazed by, like, wow, I don't have to use the segue all the time. I don't have to transition. No, you don't. You can just say, by the way, and give yourself permission to do that.
Thank you for sharing the example from your survey, because I knew as soon as you started saying that, I knew exactly what you're going to say, is that people didn't even know that it was open. I mean, it's such a common experience, and just great to see 15 responses saying that. I mean, wow. Great to rewrite those rules. Always so important to remember, like, no one ever sees the amount that we are talking about things as much as we see it. Like we know all the times that we've mentioned our offer, but most people are not paying that much attention. So really important message there. And then when it comes to that kind of PS thing, I have a little example of that, because I've just been going through my emails from like several years ago. Like I'm building up a whole bank of content to repurpose, basically. So slowly but surely, I'm going through all my emails and I'm categorizing them and I'm noting them down when I can repurpose them and stuff. And there was a time a couple of years ago when I was really focused on properly selling my one-to-one coaching. And this is an area that some people can find kind of hard to like fully show up and sell. We kind of just assume, oh, everyone knows I do one-to-one coaching, so I won't really talk about it. It's just on my website and they'll buy it, which often isn't the case. And in these emails, like literally every email I was sending, I had a call to action about my one-to-one coaching. Didn't matter whether I was sharing a tip about, you know, how to write a sales email, or, you know, just some philosophy about how I'm running my business and living my life. Didn't matter what I was talking about, every single email I was sharing that I was available and open for one-to-one clients, and that these were the type of clients I wanted to work with. And it just really reinforced to me, like, firstly, even just repeating yourself is okay, but also exactly what you were just saying. Like, we can be showing up, doing nothing, talking about our content in all different areas that we talk about it, and we get to sell off the back of it, even if it doesn't seem directly linked. I mean, there is a link, and we are appealing to the people that resonate with what we do. But it doesn't have to be as complicated as maybe we think it always has to be, right?
Yes, I agree. And a lot of people need more time than we think. I know we all have issues with patients. We want the results right away. But I just had a member who recently joined and who told me, Anna, I've been following you for 5 years.
Wow.
So I'm not going to say that all members need to follow us for 5 years, but there are those who need to hear that exact angle, that exact message at that exact time to commit. So to your point, to having the PS in every single email as a reminder, not to feel like a broken record, but just to make sure that the right people see the message at the right time for them, not for us, is important and is a great reminder to treat it as like a second nature instead of, oh, I'm being annoyed today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you support people a lot with creating content for their social media and always with the strategic part of it in mind about like, well, what do you actually want to invite people into? Like, what are your offers and all of that, which I love. How would you, if someone was listening to this and thinking, I can't even imagine like showing up that often, selling every day, creating content every day, what would you have to say to that person who is feeling a bit overwhelmed by the prospect?
It's definitely a great experiment to try the everyday thing, even if you're going to do it for a week or 2 weeks, a month, because the compounding effect of either posting every day or selling every day is massive. And you're going to get really excited by this little adrenaline and how much you're going to grow, how much you're going to push yourself, not even by the actual sales, but what it's going to do for you and your mindset in the business. Just from the focus shift itself alone, you're going to benefit. Just imagine you're going to be spending way less time on analyzing your stats because you're going to be too busy. You're going to be too busy to stay in the flow and you're going to be focused on that. So that's going to be a huge benefit because once you release that pressure of stats, of like how a certain piece of content has to perform, and you're going to really look at your business, at your account as a whole, really magic will happen. Because focusing on the compounding effect on like, and believing that this is all going to add up and you are going to get the benefits of that. It's just like, get ready for it. Focus on the process. It can do really magical things for our business and for our minds.
I love that. And when it comes to figuring out what is working, obviously this is a huge thing, especially with social media, that instant either validation that we feel or often the lack of it when we're not seeing the likes and the comments and the follows. How would you recommend, or how do you recommend that people approach this? So like not getting consumed by the stats, but like checking in every now and again to make sure that they are going in the right direction and putting their effort in the right place.
Yes, I love this question. I love this question because I get asked this a lot by members or even people tagging me. So people who are tagging me who are not in the membership, like they literally tag me and ask me about a particular piece of content. And they say, okay, how is this reel doing? And I'm literally seeing that they've just posted it. And so not only they just posted it, but they before that, they posted like 3 months prior. So there's nothing really to compound and there is no flow. And also they just show up out of the blue with one thing. So not only they are kind of removed from what's working, but also they're expecting this immediate result. So what first, I would really recommend to just give ourselves some time with a particular topic if we are testing something. So don't look at one thing, just look at the series. So whether you want to do 3 or 5, just kind of commit to a series And then look at that series and see what's going on. Are there conversations? Are there people who are reacting? And then I would also invite everyone to look and visit the Explore page, because I have to say, to be honest, the quality right now is extremely high. So, and especially if somebody is in a very competitive niche, like let's say you do outfit of the day, or you do, you know, something that's very aesthetic and people are expecting that, like look what's going on in that area. Look what type of value people are sharing. Maybe it's time to have this internal talk with ourselves and revisit our competitive advantage. What is it that we are sharing with our audience that's going to make them think, oh, you know what? I need to follow this person. I need more of what he or she is posting. I need to pay attention to what they share. They need to see themselves in our content. They need to see themselves and they need to relate. But also without comparing ourselves too much to others, we can get inspired by the quality that's out there, but the best way to compare will be to compare our content to our content and just do the 1% better, maybe change and see how we can optimize that one thing and one thing. We're all busy, busy business owners, busy coaches. So just focusing on that one little thing of like what we can make better. Maybe it's spending some time on finding trending sounds. Maybe it's taking the pauses when we do explainer videos, taking the pauses off to make it more dynamic. Maybe it's doing like a little zoom so that it just flows better and we can up the retention. So whatever we could do, just that one little thing, and it's all going to compound. It's all going to add up.
I love that. Thank you. And just bringing it back to this selling every day, what it makes me feel like is when you've made that commitment to show up and sell every day, and selling actually, like we've talked about, doesn't have to be wildly different to the content you're creating anyway, you're going to give yourself so much more chance to figure out what that 1% shift is for yourself. Like, you've made the decision to show up anyway. So get it out there and then get the learnings back.
I love it. The more we put ourselves out there, the more data we're going to get. And another mindset shift would be to really treat the selling process and the posting process as data. If there is nothing that's coming back, okay, what can we tweak today? Actually, I'm going to invite everyone to really even post that sentence or question and revisit it. What can I tweak today? Maybe the messaging, maybe, you know, the look of the links, maybe the frequency. How can we invite our audience differently? Maybe it's going to be the segue or the transition. So what can we tweak today?
Thank you for that. That's a great like call to action for everyone listening. Okay, so before we wrap up this wonderful chat, I just want to ask you, what has been your biggest win, lesson, or mindset shift since being a part of the Soulful Sales Society membership?
I think it's been really great for like the introspection and shifting the mindset from, you know, the chatter and what we should be focusing on into what really what I was focusing on into what truly matters, meaning being more mindful about the process, having different perspectives about the selling process. Okay, what if it is not true? You know, I remember your amazing journaling prompts, and it's like, are you sure it's true? So now asking myself, is it true? Am I sure it's true? Who said that, right? It's really helpful because mindset is such a big part of this rodeo, of this game.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I'm so glad that that has helped you. Is it really true? Is that true? What else could be true? Questions that I ask myself and my clients on repeat.
Right.
Oh, okay. Finally, where can people go to find out more about you and the work that you do?
So a lot of business owners and coaches want to revive their account, want to kind of get a fresh start. So I have this 3-day Instagram 10K challenge that helps us do exactly that. You can take it at your own pace. You don't have to join in a group or anything. And that free challenge is on my Instagram account when you go to at Lucid Anna. And I think you will also share the link. And yeah, let's connect on Instagram. I would love to support you. You can see my daily reels. I hope I'll still keep the commitment when this episode airs. And yeah, let's support each other. Let's inspire each other. It can be a lonely game.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Anna. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Soulful Sales. If you have a moment to rate and review, know that it really does make a difference. And if you'd like to carry on the conversation, then you can connect with me on Instagram at Ruth Poundwhite, sign up to my newsletter at ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter, or my personal favorite, join me inside the low ticket membership at ruthpoundwhite.com/membership. And keep doing what you're doing because your work really does matter.